about the Avatar documentary and that it took a lot of time to create it. And Dominic was concerned about was mysticism and, you know, that people dream about Traveler in it when they're not in it, which I am a bit of a mother also. And he was asking to explain that. Try to that.
Yeah, I can. Basically, both Donato and myself did do some religious studies at university. We actually met at university. And one of the things we both researched was a document from the ancient Veda texts in India called the Upanishads. And in the Upanishads, there are commentaries between a teacher and a disciple. And the long and the short of it is it discusses the nature of reality. And the way it's described is very much like a virtual reality, like Traveler, the nature of the reality outside of Traveler. And that got me thinking about the reality, just as for a lot of people, the movie The Matrix got people to question the nature of the reality there. And so we used the Upanishads as a template for our questions to interview the Travelers, because we felt the questions in the Upanishads between the teacher and disciple were very much inspiring for the student to rethink their place in reality. And I felt that what better way to interview people in Traveler who are used to two realities, one their everyday banal reality, the other being the Traveler virtual reality that perhaps they feel more at home with them in the, what shall I call the regular reality, for lack of a better word. But so yeah, I see Upanishads as a template for that. So that's where we went into mysticism and the dreams, because those really touched on those same things to help give examples of the nature of reality and how fluid reality can be. It's not necessarily a static concept, and you can explore more realities if one is open-minded enough for it. And I think a lot of people in Traveler are open-minded enough to reconsider what reality really is for them. And I think that's what I was hoping trying to bring out to try to have the documentary with the Nano. In terms of the time it took to make, yeah, it took a long time. We interviewed at least 12 people. I think 12 people in the DVD. I think we interviewed more. We quite often interviews would last up to an hour. So we have about 16 hours worth of footage we had to edit. Fortunately, the person we hired is used to editing mounds and mounds of footage. And so we were able to get it down to an hour. Donato and I, what we did is we transcribed every single interview that every Traveler, we typed it up, and then we went in and coded all the type, and then we arranged it according to a kind of narrative we wanted to do. And that was a long process as well. So we took 16 hours of footage, transcribed it, listened to it, paused and transcribed every single word, color-coded it for Avatar, and then coded again for the theme that I was discussing. And then we ordered our documentary around method. So it sounds kind of dry, but we got to try and bring out the questions we were trying to achieve. And hopefully we did that. I was about to say something about the perhaps we should. Yeah, go ahead.